You're listening to Lyrics Undercover, Case 94, Up the Junction by Squeeze. Coverville Media and the Denver Post proudly present Lyrics Undercover, taking you behind the lyrics of well-known songs to uncover the real stories behind them. I'm your host, Brian Ibbett. Thanks for listening. On today's Lyrics Undercover, we're going to take a look at the early days of the band Squeeze and their song Up the Junction, a beautiful storytelling song that is rare in that it's a hit single without a chorus. We'll listen to the song in just a moment, but first, a little background on Chris Difford and Glenn Tilbrook, the songwriting pair behind the band's successful 24-year run. The band was formed in 1974 by Chris Difford, born April 11, 1954, and Glenn Tilbrook, born August 31, 1957. Difford placed an ad in the candy shop in Blackheath Village that read as follows: guitarist wanted for band with record deal and tour. Tilbrook saw the ad and, with a little coaxing from his girlfriend Maxine, responded. The two agreed to meet at the Three Tons Pub in Blackheath, and they hit it off immediately and developed quickly into the songwriting style that would carry them through the years. Chris would write the lyrics, and Glenn would set them to music. The two brought on Julian Jules Holland, a schoolmate of Glenn's, who Glenn described as a really gifted piano player, even back then. They also added Harry Kekulé, who had met Chris and Glenn while playing in a band called England's Glory. They added drummer Paul Gunn, who would be dismissed before they recorded an album due to his inability to maintain a beat. He'd be replaced by Gilson Lavis. Next, it came time to pick a name. There were several thrown into a hat, including names like The Hubcaps and Skyco, as well as Squeeze, Chris's nod to an album by his favorite band, The Velvet Underground. The name was picked from a hat by Maxine's mother, and Squeeze was born. The band played the local pub circuit and recorded a few tracks for BTM, which folded before they could release an album. But producer John Cale stepped in and helped arrange an international contract with A&M Records, who released their debut EP, Packet of Three. A year later, they released their self-titled debut album, but because of potential confusion with a U.S. band called Tight Squeeze, they had to change the name on domestic releases to UK Squeeze. And while that debut album was a moderate success, their follow-up, 1979's Cool for Cats, was their true British breakthrough. The album contained two hit singles that made it to number two on the UK charts, the title track and this song, Up the Junction. The song was written in a motel 15 miles outside of New Orleans, where the band was feeling marooned. Chris had originally written 16 verses, but pared it down to the 6 or 7 featured in the song. The song tells the story of a couple that meets on the windy common of Clapham Junction. They fall in love, move in together, have a baby, and try to work through all the difficult periods in a blossoming relationship.
I got a job with Stanley. He said I'd come in handy and started me a Monday. So I had a bath on Sunday. I worked 11 hours and bought the girl some flowers. She said she'd seen a doctor and nothing now could stop her. I worked all through the winter, the weather bright and bitter. I put away a tenner each week to make her better. And when the time was ready, we had to sell the telly. Late evenings by the fire and little kicks inside her.
The song was the first track of theirs that introduced a dreaded phrase that music reviewers tended to use for Squeeze's narratives, kitchen sink dramas. Producer Miles Copeland wasn't a fan of the song initially either, complaining that the song didn't even have a chorus. Without a chorus to repeat, the song's title ended up being the very last lyric of the song, something very unusual in contemporary music.
This morning at 4:50, I took a rather nifty down to an incubator. 30 minutes later, she some forgiveness, but begging's not my business. And she won't write a letter, though I always tell her. And so it's my assumption I'm really up the junction.
The song's story has no happy ending. The couple split up over the narrator's drinking, and the narrator ends up alone and sad, too proud to beg for forgiveness. However, the characters in the song would show up almost 20 years later in A Moving Story, another Squeeze tune from their final album, 1998's Domino. That's going to do it for this edition of Lyrics Undercover. If you have a suggestion for a song that you'd like lyrically uncovered, send it to me at lyricsundercover@gmail.com. For Coverville Media, this is Brian Abbott. Thanks again for listening.